Hello, strangers. Welcome to episode 4, season 1, part 4 of the Loot and Dagger podcast. I know all your dirty secrets, and if you don't subscribe, comment, or like us on iTunes or social media, I'll be forced to alert the authorities. Stick around for the after show for news and notes. Or don't. You're a strong, independent listener who can think for yourself. That's why I like you so much.
If you can hear me, you've come to the right place.
Let's together.
We'll search for fame and fortune. For vengeance, wisdom, and the name of knowledge. If you can hear me, you've come to the right place. This frequency has been taken by Loot and Dagger.
Hello, gazers! Are you lonely? Trapped in a dungeon, bored, and want some action from one of the mecha bio beasts? Brattle Bricks Love Lotion. Rub it on and rub it out.
You've never met me, and even if you have, you'll forget the moment I'm gone. You'll forget when you gave me all your shit, and you'll be surprised at the knowledge you now possess. You see, everyone has a trade, and I trade in secrets. The flow of information is my life. It's my passion, what I was born for. It's also a hunger. It's how I feed. And the morsels that give me the greatest satisfaction, manipulation, infidelity, regrets, even misadventures better left untold. Of course, the least tasty would be the mundane or tragically cliche. Perhaps it's a vote a council member will take, the recipe for Aunt June's otherworldly apple pie. I detest jealousy or rudimentary plots for power. But could you find me? Well, that depends. I tend to choose my customers, and not the other way around. Doing business is simple. Either all your shen, or all your secrets. In exchange, I will give you a piece of information that will change your life. I believe it's a fair trade. I've been following the journey of Pierce Springer and Harold Green. They've piqued my interest as potential customers. I even waited for Pierce just outside his shop of curiosities in Baytown and overheard his conversation with the gift. I know all about Boren Vanderbilt's suicide and the nightmares that the city of Redstone struggles to live through. With the promise of even more delicious secrets and wealth, I decided to carefully trail them through the canyon rivers of the Briarshed region. This is where they battle the very hungry sea monster. And, oddly enough, beat it with a phase-shifting egg timer. With the monster out of phase, it would seem they were able to rewire their vessel to travel at an insane speed. I had lost him and gained the attention of the beast. I will not bore you with the details of my battle, but by the time I had gotten to Redstone, they were but a sleepy memory to whoever they interacted with. It would take some patience and bartering to piece together the rest, but it would seem they swept through the city with questions and broke into the Anpriest Tower to find their answers. Answers I would not find, since the Ant Priest employed defenses against my kind, and I'd rather not test these defenses. My trail would have gone cold, were it not for a perceptive customer, a monger, wandering the desert away from his tribe. Humans have a hard time conversing with these brutal abhumans, but their secrets are delectable. It would seem this signal demands repair. And things that believe themselves to be gods are at work. A grand design. A clumsy molding of destiny and greed into the physical world. Like a child building sandcastles, and I have seen these sandcastles before. They are indeed built by children. Abraham, the sacred son, it's no wonder Boren left your silly cult. Redstone offers a few lasting bits to nibble on as I wait. If Pierce and Harold mend the signal, perhaps they'll return, and when they do, their secrets will be mine. Then, I'm coming for you, Abraham.
You will have to make a roll, a speed check, as you get to the balcony. There is a there are vines that whip out at you when you get to the balcony. Mm-hmm. Vines whip out at you. This will be a speed check.
Okay.
And we're going to do a speed check of 4. So that's a 12. Beat a 12. Now you can do anything you want to try to beat that, but no.
17. With purpose, motherfucker!
Tell me, do you like, this is the most nimble you've been in a while? Like, you're actually a younger guy. You just look old and ragged because...
I just... They go around, I just rip them off.
You rip them right off? Okay. He looks purposeful. Let's go to you. What are you doing now? You see him ride the lightning.
Okay,
By the way, make sure you take the points
right. Already have.
All right.
Before I do any action, I do want to roll... It's been, I'm assuming, 10 minutes to walk from the hotel to the thing.
So it took some time. Yeah, it's like 15, 20, really.
For that.
Okay. Oh, so I could do that so before I got there?
Four.
You'd have to use your recovery. Down. You can...
Like, yeah, before...
So you have two left, and the other one's going to take an hour?
D6 plus your...
D6 plus your tier.
So that brought me back down.
Another seven, so I'm completely even again.
All right.
All right, so...
With purpose!
I just watch him whip in and rip the defense mechanism to shreds. And how far am I from the front door?
I mean, you can make it in this round. You could try to run there in this round and see what you can do.
So not, but close enough for me to get a good visual of...
Yeah, I mean, it's right there. Like, so, it's within running distance. This looks like a really nice, pristine, like, courtyard.
So I saw that happening. I noticed all the defense earlier. I want to do...
So it would be a 9 for you. The moment you start touching the grass would be something starts happening. Just letting you know. That's what you would have known from the other part, from what you rolled earlier.
I want to do... Well, no. All right, so I already know the defense mechanism's there, so I'm just going to try to do a full sprint.
All right, full
to the
sprint.
Door.
It would have been
with my knowledge of what defenses are there.
Because it was for you, instead of a 4, you're beating 3, so that's a 9. This is you getting out of the way of these whipping vines. Because this courtyard has all these, they have like bushes everywhere, and these vines seem to be coming out of these bushes.
So 9. So I do want to spend it. Some points on that. I have an edge of 1.
Okay. So if you have a speed, you have to initially spend 3. You can take
3.
1 off that. So then it would be 2. And now it's instead of a 9, it is a 6.
7.
All right. Vines whip out at you.
Thank God he did that.
And do you do the same thing, or are you just kind of like nimbly, like... Are you doing like fun
stuff?
No,
I'm because I'm quick.
Like a gazelle.
I'm like dipping through the vines as I'm sprinting
and
barrel rolling.
Diego is like holding on to you like a backpack. Your gazer is also whipping away.
He's my little bear backpack.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm
you're at the front door.
Front door.
It is locked. You're already gonna try it, I know. Both of you. You're gonna try. They're locked. There's an actual door at the balcony with a big giant like bay window in it. And it is locked. The door is locked.
There's glass.
There's glass.
Panels by the door?
What?
Are there any panels by this front door
there's
to
no
open
panels.
It?
There is a keyhole. Looks like an old school door. Not those new school doors. Mm. All kinds of funnery with it. This looks like an old school, like, locked ass door.
I want to...
Shit.
Do I, without rolling anything, do I kind of know... The type of lock that's on this?
Oh, because you have your thing. Yeah, this is a Mark III lock.
Mark
you imagine
lock.
This place is outfitted with Mark III locks. That means 3 times 3 is 9.
Nines. Okay,
nines.
So I'm gonna go into my bag of tools and pull out the some lock picking stuff to pick this lock.
All right. Do you have that stuff?
I have one of my equipment is a bag of tools, and part
it is
of being
now
clever
a 6.
Is that I'm a thief.
All right. It is now a 6.
It is a 6. Okay.
Roll it.
16.
You unlocked a door, and we're going to go to you.
Well,
we're at the balcony.
This just did
a really cool thing where you ripped away these vines that were on you.
Well, does it look like a mechanical lock?
This looks like an old school lock.
I fucking bust the window open. And unlock the door.
All right.
I kick it so I don't cut myself.
You kick it. Sounds good. You bust the glass open. The inside defense has now erupted. We know what that means yet. But you can You're kicking the glass and you're going inside. Is that what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you get inside. Who wants to go first?
Me.
All right.
All right.
This looks like a common area. This looks like there's seating. There's all kinds of paintings of numeneros, like nice ciphers, like places of interest, those kind of things. And you're seeing paintings of various like Aeon priests too, that kind of stuff. There's a nice cloud of dust on everything.
And sirens going off now. Do I see a staircase going up?
You do see a staircase going up.
Okay, I want to assess the danger.
Okay.
And run for the staircase.
From your perspective, there is no danger down here. And you can run up to the second floor, where you see Harold Green, who has just crawled in from the glass.
Look like an angry, skinny Hulk.
And there is just the moonbeam behind him, some whipping vines that can't get to him.
Think of it like when you first see, after an anime hero powers up and it just goes to him, there's slow motion, the air is blowing, there's explosions.
His hair is exploding, yeah, things are exploding, yeah. Glass is exploding.
Except he looks
him.
Like a crackhead.
What you guys find is that you are now, both of you, look around, and you are in what looks to be an extensive laboratory.
Mm.
Lots of things, laboratory things.
I'm going to go ahead and say this to
powers,
be specific.
Chemicals, very specific.
The entire time I'm looking for pictures of Ted. Like paintings of old priests.
Hmm. Got you. Nothing up here.
Just letting you know.
For yeah, future, I get you. I get you. Second floor, you see nothing. But laboratory lots of equipment. Laboratory equipment. Again, what you are seeing, there are some things that actually have like flames to it, and there's like a beaker that's doing some bubbling things. There's all kinds of crap like that going on. There's technology equipment that's like beep.
If there's like
beep,
an information desk.
Beep.
Like you are here.
Yeah. That stuff is going on. There is a this tower, by the way, because you guys didn't ask, but I'll let you know. There are three stories to this tower. You're on the second story. There's one more floor going up, and that door seems like it has slammed shut as the you heard the door slam shut as the defense mechanism went off. And there is a door there slammed shut to the third floor. And you hear the...
Is there a lock on it?
Is there a panel?
There's a panel and a lock.
And you're working on the lock, I'm looking on the panel.
And it looks to be a slight haze of purple, like a shield of some sort that is over the door.
I can actually get both.
Give me a crack at the panel.
All right.
So from what I know, I would imagine, and keep me wrong, the boat and the panel, well, the boat, the language that panel was programmed in is the same familiar... On this, is it familiar on this panel? Is it the same? Did it come from the same culture?
Yeah, we'll say it came from the same culture. That's good.
Okay,
so you can read it.
That's
well, we should good. All be able to read it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, ish. It's not.
I mean,
we're from
he
Baytown, did. So I mean, it's not like we speak.
I owned that boat's language.
Yeah, you owned a boat language. That's a different language.
I
it's
hope...
like a programming language. He learned VB.net.
Oh, okay, well, okay, okay.
You did not learn
I see
that.
Where you're going.
Yeah, he learned VB.net, and he's looking at it, and he goes, oh, this is VB.net. This is the same language the boat was programmed in.
So you can possibly
and you can make
the
leap that maybe these Aeon priests help him make the yacht.
Or at least I have enough, at least simple knowledge of the language to maybe be able to maybe shut this down. That's kind of what
yeah.
I'm going for.
All right.
Sure. But you got to roll for it because you're not too fluent. You may know the programming language, but understanding the if-then-not statements and the variables. And
I'm
all
still
going
to go for it.
You can still go for it.
I'm in a purposeful rage at the moment. Not
you are
rage,
in a purposeful,
purposeful
rage.
Harold, you shut down the security. I'm going to work.
This is
on
a
open,
difficult task.
This door.
So this will be 4 times 3 is 12.
I am going to be using effort for this.
How much effort do you want to use?
All of it.
Beat a 6.
No, I'm saying how much do I take off my intelligence pool?
5.
Okay. Be 6. 7.
All right. You are able to calm that shit.
Does it open the door?
Opens the door.
What? Fuck. What? Put my head around.
There is no more defense in the thing. You see three rooms. These look like the Iron Priest rooms. And you see like a fourth looks like a guest room. And this is just like the doors are all open. Clothes are scattered everywhere. And in the middle of the hallway, you see what looks like a large mech. Like a mech.
A micmac?
A micmac. It says mech on the front. It is a mech that looks like kind of like an Ed 209. And it is stopped in its track. Like a Robocop.
I think. So it's got guns.
It's got guns. It's got like all kinds of crap on it. But it is frozen right now.
Okay.
And the defense mechanism is turned off.
If he tries to go in there, I'm stopping him.
Okay.
I'm looking. There are four rooms. They're all open.
Yes.
Is there any of them that I see, like, you know when somebody in the movies, when they leave room in a hurry, there's like always a piece of paper that's blowing in the breeze because they ran out? Do I see any movement from any of the rooms?
No movement. Okay. Do I see anything? Everything looks super still, like no one's been in here for a while.
Yeah, dust on the bottom floor.
When was the last time that that chick saw the animal priest?
It had been a few weeks. Her standing orders from
here. What do you think? What's going on here?
We're to wait every day until they come out.
They're dead. I think they're all dead. Did the lab? Did it look? Did the workstations or experiments almost look unattended?
Well, now that you guys have some time, you work the panel, you know what's going on now, you can assess the situation, you assess the situation too. That Ed 209 giant mech thing, like, it's frozen. It'll never start back up. It's now a giant hunk of metal. And maybe some ciphers if you really want to pillage it.
But what kind of weaponry does it have on it?
Wait.
No, just look.
It's a pair of one-shot lightning ciphers.
Damn it. I want to see, would you, okay, so
and
even
some energy
with my,
cells on the back.
Even with my influence control for machines, I can't activate it and keep
you
this.
You haven't tried yet.
So it's, because we'll I can do something for 28 hours. I can control something for 28 hours.
Okay. Now, if you want to reactivate it.
God.
And, all right.
Let me tell you what I know about the power cells.
It's called a MIC. MIC 209.
A MIC 209.
MIC 209.
Well, if
it looked like it was built in this room and not built to be outside this room. But it can, if it jumped up or burst through a window or something, come along with you.
Like an implant view with consciousness in here.
Yeah. It has 2 points of armor, 10 points of health.
Equipment.
Equipment. Well, it has two.
No, I'm saying like.
It's equipment.
It's equipment.
It's not a cipher at this point. You're controlling it for a day.
Okay, while he's working with it, I'm scouring through the rooms, by the way.
He's looking around for ciphers.
I'm not looking around for ciphers. I'm looking around for notes, journals, any information about what the fuck just happened.
All right.
All right, while you do that, I'm looking in the lab for
stuff. Yeah.
But more so, notes.
Damish kept the journal.
That fat fuck.
No, that was Boyd.
Yeah, Boyd was the fat fuck, sorry.
Yeah. Boyd had all kinds of food left out. So, Damish had a theory that he could pick up on the signal, and he felt like it was coming from the crystal dome that was marked on a map.
I take the map? Or is there a map there?
Oh, there's a map.
How far away is it?
It's about a day's journey from here.
Crystal dome.
The crystal dome. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere and more of a myth than anything. But a day's journey from here, and he feels like he's triangulated the coordinates. Now, the other two do believe in the signal. Do believe that the signal is coming from somewhere. But Damish's idea is the best idea. So the last journal entry was 2 weeks ago when they left in a secret basement bunker that emptied out into the desert.
I look for any information on how to get to the secret. I assume the secret basement bunker is in the facility.
Yep. And with enough searching, you'll find it, because otherwise the game can't go on. But you see it in the library. There is a bust of Ted.
Before I said, I also look for any information on.
We're going to have to do some rolls for that. There's a lot of books here, a lot of things to do.
I got all the dice.
So you pulled, by the way, when you pull the bust head, like, and this is old school Batman style, you pull that out. The
Fireman's pole, please don't be fireman's pole.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Yes!
A fireman's pole.
Hallelujah.
Does not come out. Fuck. Basically, the bookshelves open up into a new secret room. Where there is a fireman's pole that goes down, which looks like it goes down into a tunnel. The tunnel had some kind of vehicle that looks like that someone took out of the tunnels, and likely this goes where the journal says, out into the desert somewhere. The young priests seem to have their own secret out.
They had an escape route.
Likely every tower, Enclave Tower, has something like it.
Does it go the direction towards the Crystal Dome?
It does.
Okay.
I mean, it goes only one direction, that's into the desert. But its general direction actually is the Crystal Dome.
Okay.
So, yeah, still look for information.
Alright, so you're looking.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and roll. We'll see who that is, and we're going to get to Pierce. One. You are so
You've
got to
be fucking kidding me.
Well, you are furious. You are angry. And not even angry, I guess. You're just excited, right? You're very excited right now. And you're pouring through books like, what are these words? Who the fuck is Ted? Ted, really? Ted? Ted? You're just screaming Ted over and over again. Ted. Okay. But you are remembering a couple of... Ted was a lead scientist of sorts. One of the guys who was there when the electricity and the stuff happened. For you. You, sir, what do you want to do?
I want to look in the rooms. I basically want to look for material, like important information, something, because I realize he's going crazy.
He's going nuts.
So I want to look for books and ciphers. But I want to look for books and stuff that might hold some information that would help him.
All right. Roll a d6 and just a luck d20. This is just a lucky d20.
Six.
And a lucky d20.
11.
Okay. You're past a 10. So in my mind, I was going to do half and half if you get it below. You get a 10, meaning that you found an artifact level thing. And so both of you get an XP. And also get another XP for all the role-playing you're doing. And then one more XP for everything you did getting up to this point. Or in that point of Final Fantasy when the plot's happening and everyone's sitting around. So, depending on this one, you may get more information I didn't mean to give you.
Can I read these books? Because I do have a cipher currently, that bracelet, that would allow me to read it.
If you use the cipher, you could read the books.
Then I will use the bracelet.
Okay. Because there is a very specific alien piece of technology that had been they've been harvesting around here in Redstone. And this is the same technology that's made the yacht, the same technology that kind of made this tower, that made the MIC, that made a lot of the stuff happen. And that includes even the water purification center that these Aeon priests figured out. That's what you're reading right now. The same type of technology, the same threads that bind those things. Outside of that, what you also find, you find an experimental piece of armor. So this experimental piece of armor, when you press a button on this armor, you phase out. You cannot do any action. If you do any action, like you make a move at somebody, you do an attack action or something like that, then you phase back in.
Okay.
But you phase out. Now, every time you use this, there's a possibility that the armor is going to stop working. This armor takes the place of your normal armor, and it does not actually give you any armor benefits. But you can, as an action, bind this to you. Like, you can bind this to you. Or, and there's like a remote that comes with the armor. And when you press the button, your old armor disintegrates you don't have any more. Your new armor, which is this armor, can come in and phase out as an action. Now,
it's like inverse.
So I lose
it's like inverse Iron Man.
So I lose my leather armor, but gain this new piece.
Which is out of phase.
Does that mean he's naked for a split second?
Yes.
God damn it.
And then he'll come back in naked. Well, just the armor, outside armor. He'll still have, like, whatever he was wearing underneath the armor. So it can still be, like, pants and shirt and stuff.
But when I come back in, I can only use it once?
There's a 1 in D20 chance that it stops working forever.
Oh, so if it stops working, I come back in, I don't have
any armor left. So, and the thing is, and so the rules of this armor, by the way, is you can use it as a reaction, but only once a round. Once a combat scene.
Can you communicate in the armor?
Well, he hasn't worn it yet. No. I'm only giving him that much. Gotcha. But it's a pretty awesome piece of armor. As in, once in a combat round, you can summon this armor basically out of phase as a reaction. So if something were to hit you or to do something terrible to you, you could use it to get out of phase. You can also use it to be out of phase, and while you're wearing it, you can walk around the world and just be out of phase.
Yeah.
But that's the artifact you found. Name it whatever you want. There is no name. I'm just calling it
the phasing armor.
Okay.
Bristleback's phase armor.
But you found it. You do what you want with it.
Armor of ethereal abilities.
You still got to keep it around somewhere, but you can always you feel like you can summon it from anywhere. You can just keep it on your boat.
I assume I didn't find anything in the library while searching for things.
You rolled a 1. In fact, you probably tore up some books in anger that were probably very helpful. I'm sorry.
And out of those that he tore up, what from what I rolled and could read, did I find anything that was helpful for him that I can relate to him?
Oh, maybe the words Harold Green.
Hmm. You found that Ted was, in this area anyways, one of the first that really brought the Aeon Priest around. That really started getting the Aeon Priest around. And he had a very mysterious...
Ted was always ambitious.
He had a very mysterious background he didn't want to tell anybody about. But Ted felt just a calling to this area.
I knew something was up with him when he won Employee of the Month and it went to his head completely. He started coming to work wearing fucking robes. He used to call him
Robe
Ted.
You're not from the modern era, like this era, but you are from where Aeon Priest started becoming a thing. So you knew of Aeon Priest, and your research facility was an Aeon Priest. But it does seem like Ted was very much in with the Aeon Priest. Outside of that, no mention of you.
I got on the fireman's pole.
There is a very long, dark tunnel.
All right, so the next thing I want to do is I'm going to take a look at MiC 209.
Okay.
With my tinkering knowledge and all that stuff, I want to see if I can maybe possibly... using materials that are around, fashion a way to get him on the tracks that would run down this tunnel.
If you want to make him a vehicle.
I want to make him a vehicle.
That D6 you rolled meant D6 ciphers.
Yeah.
You can take all 6 of the ciphers and the technology that's hanging around, and you can make your MiC 209.
A mech.
A MiC 209 that you can ride. And every day... there's a D20 chance he doesn't work. And he just stops becoming a vehicle.
So I used all 6 now to basically keep him for over 28 hours.
You want to keep all the ciphers and the stuff that you guys found and all that stuff, now you can still keep your armor as is. But all the technology you found, everything you're doing, you could spend a day and fashion... MiC 209 into MEC 209 into basically a vehicle that you can take to the tunnel and drive out into the desert.
Done. I want to use all my ciphers for that.
Every bit of it. I also want you to give up all your ciphers to do it.
Done. I have the eye patch. It's the only one I have left.
Tunnel's long. It's dark down there. Can I see the light at the end of the tunnel, basically?
It's a long tunnel.
It takes a whole day to get there, so no, you can't see that. Harold, I think I can take this mech and turn it into a mech. Turn it into something that we can actually ride here. It'll get us there faster, and we'll have weapons.
Just do it fast.
I'm working as fast as I can. But I think I can get this done. And we'll be able
here,
to get
some
there
gum.
Much quicker.
I throw you a pack of gum. It changes into something that was in your shop.
Oh, that extra. Yeah.
Yeah. I let go of it. It's a pack of gum. As I throw it to you, in the middle of the air, it transfers back. Like,
do you throw it behind you, like anime style? Like, use this.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
All right, for that, I'm adding another shin to your tab, but thanks for giving it back. I knew you were shifty. However, I did, and this is out of character. I am not telling him what his running tab is, yeah. Unless he actually asked, but I did take 15 off recently for...
Safety boat?
No, saving the ship, I took 3. 15 I took off because you got us... We got all into the tower, and you turned off the security alarms, which in turn got me my MiG 209.
Got you a vehicle.
Yeah. So now I have a vehicle, so I took that off. So
using what you could, you fashioned some wheels.
By the way,
you attach it to the legs.
I have no more shin actually on the
that.
And
so you're a broke-ass motherfucker. That's fine.
Yeah.
So you fashion wheels to the legs and arms of this MiG 209. And you take the front of it, front of the MiG 209, which looks like the front of an airplane, basically. And you put that, you fashion that as the front of the car, if you will. You had some glass, kind of like they had in their shop, kind of a glass 3D making kit. You're able to make like a glass dome. And you basically make a 2 to 3 person vehicle.
Okay.
Out of the Ed... Or out of the MiG 209.
Out of the MiG 209.
That is now the MEC 209. The
MEC 209. I'm going to now call it the Mach 209.
A Mach 209.
The Mach 209.
I get it. Now, at this point, it cannot...
Does it still have weapons?
It has 2 shots per day.
2 shots per day.
And these shots can do 6 points of damage. You've modified them to ignore armor.
So at this point, Gazer... Come, we ride.
Gazer, like, comes in. There's a glass dome, almost Jetson style, basically. You press a button and a glass dome.
All right, Harold, we're going.
Okay.
Gazer, come, we ride.
All right, Diego, hit it.
Live to win, till you die. Live to win.
And now we're racing through the tunnel, and we'll get there in whatever how amount of time shorter than a whole 28 hours.
Is there anything you guys are saying while this is going on?
I don't like this part. I just like the chorus. This part sucks.
Is that what your character is saying?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I've never heard this.
This is actually kind of boring now.
Yeah. Oh, is it going to do it now?
That's what Diego randomly starts spitting out. As you guys are riding through the dark tunnel, headlights blaring across the tunnel walls. And at one point, the tunnel ramps up and you ramp out into the desert.
Whee!
And you drive. You know the general direction of where you want to go? To the Crystal Dome? And by the time you get there, it is morning. There's a light.
How long did it take
pressing.
Us?
Overall, with your new mech and all that good jazz. It was nighttime when you guys started, but you guys were doing all kinds of, like, into the night, like tinkering and shit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on, but I want
but enough
there,
for us to roll.
Enough for it to be the morning time by the time you get to the Crystal Door.
I wanted to see if we could autopilot so I could take a nap.
You gonna roll for have me. Another dream, because you are still within reach of the signal. You don't actually gain any benefits, because the signal stops that. And it's Ted looking at you again. Oh, it's been forever. He was like, my God, man, you look like shit. The dome. Are you there?
Almost.
Get there. Mary.
I see the dome.
Your son.
Step on it.
Live to win.
And that is as much as you can get. You do not get a restful sleep. You cannot nap.
I'm going to roll for recovery.
You can roll one more recovery if you'd like. That would be your third, right?
Second.
Second. Okay. Yeah,
I didn't roll my first one.
Do it.
Six.
This'll plus be two life. Is eight.
This will be my third.
Nice.
All right. I'm back to full again.
Both of you can consider yourselves not using one on the... Like, you can't use another one for 10 hours.
When's my next one?
Your next one is in 1 hour.
1 hour.
1 hour from now. But you pull up in a cool skidding motion to the crystal dome that looks every bit crystalline.
Like a crystal dome.
Like a fucking crystal dome. There are no obvious... entries. There is just a giant dome of crystal. And it glitters off the morning light. What do you do?
There's no entrance.
The air is steer. That's still.
It's not steer.
It's not steer.
Yeah.
There are no obvious. You are in the middle of the desert. But
do I see any tracks around the dome that aren't ours?
Roll me a perception. This will be a beta 4 challenging. Which would be
five.
Actually
12. Oh.
Beat a 4 challenge, which is times 3, 12. Well, so you don't see any obvious tracks. Would you like to do a perception check?
Assessment. I'm going to use my assessment ability.
Okay. Now, assessment isn't tracking.
It's not tracking, but it's basically
assessing
awareness of... Like, it's heightened awareness of just... small things. It's not tracking, but I would probably notice.
Okay.
That D20 can suck it.
But also, it's assessment of... It kind of does a lot of things at once. It's like danger, any threats,
Here's how we'll play this. If you don't roll anything, just looking around, you start driving around the crystal dome.
I know you're like excited, so...
Probably jumped out.
Jumped out? Looked around?
Jumped out.
You didn't see anything.
So I got out.
And it's crystal, like you can't see in.
So we're not driving around.
You cannot see in.
How tall is it?
It's just crystalline. You can't really see. It's a dome that's probably, we're going to say 50 yards up in the air.
Well, if I got out, I'm using my... Because I'm looking for doors, like entryway, any
You're not seeing
security threats.
Anything right here.
By the way...
All right.
Here's
so
a question.
Let's drive around.
When I put the squid out of phase, did it go transparent at all?
Well, when it goes out of phase, you stop seeing it. It is out of phase with reality.
There wasn't any limit on the dial. I'm going to see if I can out of phase out the dome.
You want to target the dome and out of phase it?
Yep.
Interesting.
I had not thought of that.
Hmm.
You consume that fucking dial, though. It is broken.
Yeah.
For a moment.
It does just say target.
For 10 minutes, the dome... ceases to exist and is out of phase with reality. And inside, you see what looks to be almost a city of clockwork and technology. Beepings and boops, like servery looking things, like giant 1980s looking servers. And you...
Do I recognize it?
Can walk in. You don't recognize it.
Okay. Do I see the priest at all?
Do me a favor. This is a very large area, and we're going to say that you guys start, if you guys walk in, you notice, there seems to be broken spears, looks like signs of fight, There are scorch marks in places, and there are blood in places.
Do I see anything alive, anything moving?
Nothing that you see is alive.
What about Gift? Does he see anything?
He looks around like, I sense nothing. There are no threats.
Is this just one level, or are there multiple levels beneath it?
It is 50 yards up, so there are multiple levels. You know, there are multiple levels, there are scaffolding, that kind of things. I mean, this place looks like it is, and it has like, it has all kinds of like satellites and things like moving around, by the way.
Harold, this looks like some kind of special facility.
And do me a favor, both of you roll me a, Numenera check. And we're going to say this is a...
I'm skilled in it.
If you're 19. Skilled in it, it was a challenging check, but now it is a difficult check.
So that's a 9? 12.
I just rolled 19.
17.
17. And 19. You both look over, and you realize at the same time, like, you look at each other, you look over, and there is a large space where there should be something that is obviously out of place. It is a piece of technology that is not there. A row of, like, these obelisks. There is one not present where it should be. And coming out with his hands behind his back is what we would refer to as a dimensional husk. A person that is out of time and space. Looks a lot like Ted. In fact, it is Ted. Walking around. But when you look at him, it's hard to look at him because there are maybe 50 different versions of him at one time. There's one where there's a version of him where he has a gun. There's a version of him where he's like cowering in fear. There's one of him crying. There's one of him looking very excited. And there's another of him that seems to be more than the other ones. And it's just walking around observing the equipment.
My mind read it.
Spin the points and I'm... And do you accept the DM intrusion?
Yes.
However points you spend, I want you to take that in intelligence as a damage.
So basically,
it comes right back to you.
So basically, I spend as much as I normally would.
You read your mind. Well, no. You spent the points to do it.
Yeah, and I take
you
two.
You spend another two.
Yeah, so I, normally it's four, but with my edge, it's two.
So you spend two, and then it's four. Yeah. So you, by the way, scream out, you go to your knees, and you hold your head. Because whatever you just tried to do bounced right back to you, and you read your own mind, and it was terrifying. And this version of Ted, this dimensional husk, do me a favor. While you're there observing, the gift looks at you and is like, I do not trust dimensional husks. And if there is ever one, I see it in front of me. They are spirits of the past, and they can be very angry and very confused.
What do you suggest we do, Gift?
I wish I still had my gum.
We must destroy it.
How are we going to do that?
Oh, I have to talk to it.
So you see him scream out in anger. He falls to his knees, and blood comes out of his nose.
Harold!
I'm not really saying anything.
The dimensional husk looks at you, and there are maybe seven different versions of expressions as Ted looks at you and says, Harold?
Ted!
Harold, and there's angry. It's like, how did you survive? Harold.
Where's Mary?
Harold, Mary. Does not matter. What matters now is you, Harold. How did you survive? And he looks, starts to look more and more angry as the 10 different faces stretch out. And they have different expressions. How did you survive? And it looks very angry, and it punches a nearby control panel, causing an electrical short.
We're not in combat yet, right?
No. It just punches a nearby thing. It's like, Harold, answer me. How did you survive?
I cast stasis on it.
Okay, what does stasis do?
Puts it out of phase for an hour.
Well, that's all the time we have for now. I certainly hope you've enjoyed yourself, and welcome to the after show. A few news and notes. Number one, this has been a light week of note, so no notes. This has also been a light week for news, so no news. I would like to say that we would love it if you left a comment in iTunes or Google Play. Currently we have zero, and it makes us feel like zeros. So they'll make us feel like zeros. Comment if you like us, or at least comment and pretend to say you like us. I don't know how you pretend to say you like. Comment and lie. Basically, I'm asking you to lie. Rate us as highly as you can, and then after that, rate us some more. Find another account, log into that, rate us again. And ideally, that brings in sponsorships and money for us. So, and we'll love that. But on a serious note, I just hope you've had a good time. And enjoy your day. Goodbye, stranger.